You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's getting ugly in the WNBA, boys. Did you see the Dream and the Mercury? So, Kelly Loeffler she's running for Senate. She is a co-owner of the Dream.
Right.
And she said she opposes Black Lives Matter movement. She wrote a letter to the commissioner saying, we shouldn't have Black Lives Matter. Have you seen their statement? And well, the players who are on the Dream and the Mercury both wore Vote Warnock, who's running against Kelly Loeffler.
That's not...
They wore shirts that said Vote Warnock into the arena yesterday. That's ugly.
That's like Rockets players wearing something that says,
eat at...
Yeah, like I can't
eat
even...
at Pappas Steakhouse.
Yeah, Pappas Steakhouse shirts. Like, what the hell are they wearing out there?
And she has a response. This is just more proof that the out-of-control council culture wants to shut out anyone who disagrees with them. It's clear that the league is more concerned with playing politics than basketball. Is it council culture to say vote for someone else?
Well, you know what they're doing.
Well, yeah, that's fine. But that's fine. Well, they are. But telling people to vote for someone else.
Well, for a WNBA team.
Well, the only reason they're doing it. Well, is, well, you know,
we know why they're doing it.
They are getting political.
Yeah, no, it's playing politics.
Yeah, they're
canceled.
Yeah, sure. They're playing.
Well,
yeah.
She played politics with what? Look, we've had this discussion about what is politics and what isn't. And she jumped into the fray. So they said, okay, you want to play this game? We'll play the game.
They started it with their Black Lives Matter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they started it.
Hold on, Your Honor.
They started it. I'm going to finish it.
Yeah.
We're pulling our team out of this whole thing.
They started it. They don't want African-Americans to die anymore.
And the other owners are like,
how could they, right?
She's one of the owners, right?
She's apparently a small part owner or whatever.
Minority owner.
According to the WNBA.
Yeah.
Well, for her, it's going to make more sense for her constituents probably if she stays with whatever she says. So, and for them, they're like, you ain't the big one. This isn't like a Tillman Fertitta situation.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they would do that to Tillman, if they would say, I don't think the Rockets would ever say Pappas Steakhouse. I don't think they would.
No.
I don't feel like they would do that.
No.
Or, see, I don't know what we could say or have a different casino name, like, go to MGM in Vegas. What would your, Cashada, that'd be the ultimate. If they had a Cashada shirt on, the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would they have a Cashada shirt right now? They're wearing Cashada shooting shirts. Tillman, I don't know what's going on here. What could you say about the what about McNair? What about Cal? I don't know. What's the opposite of if they wore shorts
of
brand?
That had electricity on their shirts.
Like brand
if they wore
shirts?
Some kind of lightning, some kind of action figure or something.
Action figure.
Something.
What?
I don't want you to explain it. I don't want you to explain it. I don't get it, but I don't want you to explain it either. I don't want you to explain it. Let's just leave it there.
Okay.
I was thinking more along the lines that they wore shirts of those of the whites from Game of Thrones, because you know how Hodor went out.
What? Who are the whites?
He's not Kaldor. Okay.
Your Honor, I submit he is. Okay, so
the whites are the dead men that the Night's King's guys controlled. They're called whites.
Yeah, they were pretty tough.
W-I-G-H-T-S. I think they should just wear excitement across their shirts.
Knowledge is power.
Oh, what's the opposite of knowledge? Ignorance.
Ignorance.
Just shirts that say ignorance
is power.
Ignorance is power.
No.
Ignorance is bliss. What would you rather have right now in 2020? Would you rather be in team knowledge is power or team ignorance is bliss? You're like, I don't even know what this coronavirus is. This is
everybody except Dr. Fauci is team ignorance is bliss. Okay.
Yeah, and me, I'm more like team knowledge is power. But team knowledge is not.
Are you
power.
Though? Are you though?
That's what I'm saying. Is
are
I've got
though?
The knowledge. I read up on stuff.
Are you though?
Yeah.
Are you though?
No, I read up on it. Knowledge is power. Is it power? No, it just depresses you when you actually...
Well, wait a minute. The problem is, Where are you getting that knowledge from? Where are you getting? Who? What are you reading? Because everything that they put out earlier is wrong.
No, but hold on. The stuff that I said with sports has been that's everything that is common sense has come true. Everything that is common sense. Well, don't wear masks because you were saying because you had heard masks and gloves are bad. Well, the glove thing, the cross contamination, I get that unless you do it. But the mask thing never made sense to me. Wait a minute. Something covering your mouth is worse for you than uncovering your mouth?
No, obviously.
And they obviously said that so that people wouldn't hoard, but it was too late anyway.
But
they're
that's knowledge hoarding. Is power. Wear a mask, really?
No. Well, there was
Well, no, there's a bunch of people. But they're talking about rights. It's stupid.
No, but the more
that's
you learn.
What I'm talking about. There's been so much misinformation about this thing.
No, I know, but you have to keep reading to find out what the misinformation is.
Health expert told me to shoot bleach into me, and I would be great.
And put a light
exactly
inside
right,
your body.
And UV lights inside of me.
I'll give you an example.
The stuff about touching. If you're reading the stuff about touching, it is not as it's not. There's what they told you early on. We're so fearful of touching anything. You still need to wash your hands and all that stuff.
No. But that's what I'm saying.
But as you read, they get more information. Well, a lot of times they just didn't have information. It was pretty. It was a novel coronavirus. It was brand new. They didn't know
what it was.
Because sometimes people are being way out of control.
I love
with
this
like
super dog.
You told us this
super dog.
And
do we want him to explain his superhero thing during a break? Because I don't understand it.
I don't know. I'm just done with this knowledge. I think Cal is just excitement. Okay.
No, he's already told you knowledge is power.
That is his slogan.
That's his power. And I think
that's his superpower.
I just think some point ignorance is bliss. If you live somewhere where you're off the grid, none of this would even make any difference.
No, you'd be
like,
away
what?
From people.
Huh?
You might come
into
town.
What are you talking about? Yeah, you come to the town.
I'm like, what are you guys saying?
Hey, you don't have your mask on, Cal. I didn't mean Cal.
Let's go with Cal.
Okay, Cal. And like, why would I? I'm just here to get some. Whatever I'm getting. I'm just here to... Because you're going to grow your own vegetables and fruits and whatnot if you're off the grid, right?
I need some rope. Mm-hmm. You might come in for some rope or something.
You're probably going to have your own pigs.
Yeah, I just might come in for some rope or some nails or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. You go to the hardware store. Say, hey, Cal. Of course, if you go into town, the people in town, I guarantee, are not wearing masks. People in town, I went to Kansas every year for twice a year as a kid, so I know how those conversations go. Say, Cal, it's good to see you in here. Oh, yeah, I figure I better come get something. Get some rope and some nails. And got some things I have to do for the chicken coop. Oh, you ain't wearing your mask, I see, Cal. That could be a little dangerous. I'm not wearing mine, but they say it's dangerous not to wear a mask. Oh, I don't figure I'm going to rob the place. Why'd I need a mask? Oh, I don't know. It's just what the Italian's saying on TV.
Yeah, that Fauci fella.
Just the Italian? What the Italian is saying.
I think his name is Fauci or
Fauci
fella.
Folky something is just saying that. I guess there's some kind of real bad disease or something spreading around in the blue states. But
something
I don't
called
know.
Wuhan. I'm not sure where Wuhan
there's
is.
There's some kind of things. A Chinese man coughed on somebody. I don't know. It's not up here, but. I don't know. They say we're supposed to put a mask on of some sort. But
yeah, something about stop eating, Chinese food. I'm not really sure.
Just let us know. Say, you want to get a pack of baseball cards for your kids out there? Oh, I think that'd be real good. Well, there's your 1982 Tops. They've been in here since 82. We still have some.
Yeah.
How much is it? Quarter? Like it's always been.
Come on. I know you've been out there for a while.
I just got a
Ben
Ogilvy.
Things don't change.
Look, he's unwrapping his card. Oh, wow. I got a Ben Ogilvy card. This is a great trip into town.
Man, can you believe Andre? Can you believe Andre Dawson's hair?
Look at the Hawk.
Man.
My goodness. Is Hawk still playing? I don't have TV anymore. No, Hawk's not. Hawk's alive.
I don't know. Look at Oscar Gamble's
Isn't
hair.
Isn't Hawk Dawson dead?
No, he's alive.
I just saw him recently, as a matter of fact.
No.
Hey.
She's still got that eye thing going on?
Is Tim Raines still stealing bases?
Say, is he off the cocaine?
Yeah, I like that fella.
They're not doing Quaaludes anymore, are they? That's coma. Are they still doing Quaaludes in baseball? Oh, they've moved on to something much stronger than Quaaludes. And then they're off, but now it's clean. But now baseball's clean. Mm-hmm.
But that Sosa fella doesn't look the same.
No, he looks lighter.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened to him.
Say, when I went into a coma, Sammy Sosa was a different pigmentation. What has happened here? And how come, what happened to the Bonds feller's head? Goodness gracious, that thing doesn't even fit inside of a trash can. That's a large, well, don't say trash can out loud, Pawpaw.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's a bit
kind of sensitive.
That's a sensitive.
Been in a, hey, coma grandpa, look what I bought you. Some Fleer baseball cards from 1981.
Is the gum still good?
I hope Ryan Sandberg's still playing. Papa Rhino has been out of it for a long time.
813 ESPN 97.
What about J.R. Richard? Did he get better? Like, Papa, you've been in a coma a long time, Papa.
813 ESPN 97.5. Listen, Papa, when Papa went into coma, I had hair. Then I didn't. And now I got hair again. Pawpaw's like, you still got hair.
Hey, what's the problem?
But Pawpaw, you didn't see.
The flower guy. Fred, boy, look at Fred. It looks like it always has. And you too, Johnny.
Pawpaw, you didn't see, though, when I didn't have hair. And the reason I have hair now, Dr. Linville.
You look like a hippie right now, Johnny.
I am a hippie. I got all this hair now, thanks to Doc Linville. And you know what? You can't, too. He's got the NeoGraft, which is pretty totally sweet. And it's not like the surgery thing that they did where they cut you and it's, oh my goodness, what the hell? This sucks. This hurts. Minimal pain, and minimal discomfort, and you're back at work. And you know what? Nobody even notices. The other thing you do, there's, you know, it's hard. And wigs and all that stuff, don't do that. That's bad. It's a bad look. So you can have hair back. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com. A virtual consultation that's absolutely free. And the doc is just awesome. And everything about it, the service, everything can't be better. 975hair.com.
Well, hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh my God, Lance. Coma Pawpaw sounds just like my Kansas relatives. Yeah, I know, because I have Kansas relatives. Here's what they sound like. Here's what my Uncle Lloyd sounds like. Say it's going to be... out by old Hikus's farm, they found a couple of rattlesnakes. So, I suppose we might need to go out there and make sure there's not going to be any more problems after we hoe the devil claws. And then, they got a fixed fence because down out to the other acreage north of farm, we've got a couple cows got loose. So I suppose that's going to have to get done before dusk. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Everything's about the weather, because the weather is big for farmers. Everything's about the weather. Everything's about what's going on with your farm. Everything is west or east or north or south. You know what I am? I'm a left or right person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a city slicker. I don't have to know. All out northwest of the windmill, you got northwest. What?
Where is northwest?
I don't need this. Just tell me what direction. Just point. Just point where I'm supposed to go, Uncle Lloyd. Oh, Lance, you ever run into a couple slick chicks? That's what he put me on, slick chicks, when I was about 10. Oh, she looks like a pretty good slick chick, that one. We're watching. This is how, Del, this is how you get to know. We're watching news, and there was either a newscaster or a weather person who was female. And my Uncle Lloyd said, oh, she's a slick chick. I'm like, slick chick? I'm going to use that one.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Putting that away. Oh, it's pretty self-explanatory.
She's slick.
And my Uncle Lloyd now, I love Uncle Lloyd. He's got a great sense of humor. But he's in a home right now. But very sharp. But he'll just, all out of nowhere, I'll just get a text from Uncle Lloyd, and it'll just be, say, boy, this is some beautiful, this is a beautiful woman right here. And it's just pictures of my wife. He's like Google imaged my wife and sent me about five pictures of my own wife. Like, Lloyd, are you stalking my wife, Uncle Lloyd? I think she's a slick chick too, but this is just weird.
Yeah.
Does your uncle call your wife a slick chick?
Yeah, yeah. She's a slick chick.
Oh, this is a slick chick right here. Like, Uncle Lloyd, this is feeling weird that you're just Google searching pictures of my wife.
How pumped are you guys right now about the PGA Championship tomorrow?
I hadn't given it much thought, John.
Really?
Really?
I mean, it's in Harding Park, which is San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you got to go with the guys from Cal. I couldn't take Max Homa, though. I took Morikawa. I couldn't take Max Homa.
Max
I just couldn't.
Homa?
Max Who's, Homa.
How long
he's
has
a good
he been,
player.
How long has he been golfing?
He's been golfing a little while, not long. I mean, but he's a good player. Really good player. Just
take
hard.
For it.
I couldn't pull the trigger on him. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Or Tiger. You like Tiger this week?
I do. Tiger's washed. I don't care about Tiger.
He's new Wash King.
He's not the Wash
he's
King.
He's washed trash is what he is.
Oof.
Whoa. Until proven otherwise.
Whoa. Wow. Jeez. The greatest golfer of all time you just called trash.
Well, currently he's trash. Oh. He wasn't trash when he was really good.
Yeah, I'm just... Oh, so you just... Oh, you just want to watch baseball. That's
Wait,
all you want
hey,
to do.
Hey, let me ask you a question here. This just occurred to me. Is Tiger... We've been thinking Tiger's Michael because of his time frame. Is Tiger actually LeBron versus an older generation's Jack is Michael?
Probably.
Because Tiger stopped suddenly. Like, his path of ascension, he didn't catch Jack.
No, he didn't catch, no.
And he won't catch Jack.
Well,
and we
Michael
thought
never caught Bill Russell either, so, I mean, you know.
Yeah, but in the more modern era where there's more than 10 teams or 8 teams. Yeah. I mean, Bill Russell also, there was no free agency.
Yeah.
If you had your team, you're like, well, this is our team. Well, this team is together for the 10th year in a row. Looks like the C's are going to do it again. There's no player movement, and they've got the same 8 best players in the league taking on Cincinnati. This should be quite the performance as they take on Syracuse and Cincinnati, the other 2 teams in the league. Another championship for the Celtics.
A 5-game season.
Look how fast
the boys are dribbling.
You know, the speed dribble.
Wait, he did play with Cousy, and Cousy did only dribble with his right hand.
Well, Cousy's the fastest dribbler that we've ever seen. Look at him go. 1,000 dribbles per shot. Looks like the...
There's no shot clock either.
Say, boys... They're taking 4 minutes as Cousy continues to dribble around the court. As the Celtics are going to continue to hold on to the 20-13 lead. No one can catch Bob Cousy. He's the fastest dribbler in the West. Actually, the East. The Northeast at that.
Because that's all the teams.
Wow, yet another championship for the Celtics. That will be quite the... That should hold the boys quite nicely as they head into their jobs in the insurance industry.
As Bill Russell and the Celtics beat the Minneapolis Lakers once again.
Tommy Heinsohn. Say, Tommy, we caught up with Tommy Heinsohn. What's it feel like to go from plumber to champion back to plumber?
Well, you know, just what we do with Celtic basketball. We win championships and then we plumb.
Say, plumbing looks like a nice job, but not quite as nice as watching Bill Russell get his 14th block in the second quarter.
Well, I mean, farm people aren't great at protecting the shot.
Bill Russell continues to dominate the farmers from Cincinnati.
The Royals. The Cincinnati Royals.
Yeah, but they're actual farmers. Yeah. They play.
I mean, their nickname might not be farmers.
They're Royals,
but they're
sure,
legitimately
but
farmers.
They're actually, not basketball royalty except for Oscar.
They were the Cincinnati Royals. and the Minneapolis Lakers.
Mike and Oscar Robertson and nobody. Against the Celtics.
The Rockets would have been a big team then. The Rockets.
I know.
Oh, you think
the Giants from Houston.
Hey, who are these Giants?
You think height would have made them stand out?
Yeah.
Back then?
Well, there seems to be a lot of tension here in Boston as Bill Russell has some friends coming to town.
You know that's how Bill Russell got to Boston. Because the Atlanta owner did not want an African-American on his team.
Yeah, and then he had a turd drop in his bed in Boston.
You can have him. You can take
him. Yeah, I don't want him.
Like quite a few hooligans headed to town.
Or it was St. Louis. No, it was St. Louis. The Hawks, the St. Louis Hawks, and then he went to Atlanta. The St. Louis owner did not want Bill Russell.
Seems like a mistake.
It's a bit of a mistake. I'm not sure. He did have Dolph Schayes, though.
Well, yeah, he did. Dolph could play.
He could play.
Danny, not so much.
Not so much. 713-780-3776. You really get here.
What if Texans show up with, my buddy Michael says, Texans should show up with solar panels on their shirts. I guess, is that energy? Is that what?
That's energy.
Yeah, Cal. Damn. But I guess the McNair family is in the energy business. That's true. Solar panels. I've looked into solar panels before.
I don't know if they still are with Bob being gone. I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's how he got all the money.
Well, the older brother, right, runs all their business.
From Enron. Yeah, no. The older brother, well, I think he's separated.
No, I know.
He's a real estate guy.
Well, one of the brothers runs all their business interests and has no interest in the football
team. Right.
And then there's Cal.
And then, yeah. Yeah, Cogent sold to Enron, and that's where they got the money to buy the Texans. That's Enron money. I wonder why it's been so. Why it's a cursed organization.
It's Enron money, bro. They've got a lot of Enron money, bro. It's not blood diamonds. That's my South African.
Oh, that's South Africa.
All this Enron money. Well, just have people getting it. Well, it feels like blood diamond money since people lost all of their 401ks. Total scam. Well done, boys.
I never understood that. They did buy Cogent, which was a viable and good company. Why? How did they have nothing when it was over?
I don't blame people who, the whole thing was a car. Wait, the smartest guys in the room, for those who haven't seen, you've seen that, right? That doc is fantastic. That's going back into the early, mid-2000s. Smartest guys in the room, the documentary about Enron was I remember watching that going, holy crap.
Yeah, really.
What a house of cards. What an absolute house of cards.
Yep.
That's one worth going back and seeing if you haven't seen that.
Yep. 713-780-3776. Winston Moss says he's open to coming back to the NFL, to the XFL in a coaching return. I don't think Stoops is going to. I'm not sure about June Jones either. Stoops was owed a million. I think June Jones was 700-some thousand.
They're going to go Robert De Niro like, you got my money?
Yeah, give me my money. Give me my effing money.
Your league closes? You pay me.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Hey, well, Stoops doesn't need it, but I'm sure June Jones.
He wants it.
Yeah, he wants his money. That's a mil. That's an M. You want an M? Yeah.
You didn't have to have your money, but did you want your money?
Yeah, I wanted my money.
Thank you.
But I don't have Stoops' money. If I had Stoops' money, I'd go,
But you weren't making Stoops' salary.
No, I wasn't even close on either point.
Yeah.
So, no, Stoops is the second highest earner in his family. He's like me a little bit.
You are John Stoops.
I am. I am a little bit John Stoops. 826 ESPN 97.
What's he doing now? Playing golf?
Yeah. What? What does he have to do? He's got nothing
to
do.
John Stoops.
Yeah. No, that's not why I'm John. Well, maybe. Yeah, his wife makes a lot. She's in.
Mary Kay. There were very strong rumors. She's at like the top of that pyramid. Yeah, no. There were very strong rumors that he was considering headed to Florida. Also, potentially, I remember the Cleveland Browns at one point. And both times, people in the football world told me, I got shut down. Mary Kay shut it down.
Yeah, Mary Kay said,
what do you think about us going to Cleveland? Nope. What about Florida? Mm-mm.
No, I want to stay in Oklahoma. Okay. That's true, though. I mean, she's loving
business is business.
Yeah, that's right.
Where are you moving? You going to put your foot down and say we're moving somewhere? Thank you, John Stoops. You live where the money is.
That's right. I don't know. Oh, I might have to move, actually. Well,
that's if Mary Kay moves.
Well, that's right. If Mary Kay's gone, then John Stoops has got to go, too. Hey, listen, we all got to wear a mask now. You were just talking about it, Lance. How smart is it to wear a mask? How about the Boomer Naturals three-layer comfortable and highly breathable mask? Because that's one of the things about the mask, isn't it? I can't breathe. You know what? I can't breathe with this mask. So if you want a highly breathable mask, and what is that? Well, it's one where you just feel comfortable wearing it and breathing. They've got adult, teen, and children sizes in stock, so no worries. And how about the ones that pull your ears down and you're like, what the bleep? This thing. How about adjustable? Or they're made for you. And The reason that they're highly protective is because they have the nano silver technology. And one of the reasons you're wearing a mask is because you want to be safe. Well, you got to have that safety layer in there and yet still be able to breathe. And that's what the nano silver technology is. They offer popular nano silver neck gaiters as well. The one that you pull up from your neck, that one's cool. Another great thing is Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities. They've helped tens of thousands of Americans in need. BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Granato, G-R-A-N-A-T-O. BoomerNaturals.com. Promo code Granato. Free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at BoomerNaturals.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
830 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. The number to hang with us here. Big Ten schedule came out, so you can check that out. They're going to play 10-game schedule. They're going to have two bye weeks, so a 12-game. And Michigan and Ohio State not playing in the last week of the year. They're going to play in week 8. The Ohio State's got 3 out of 4 games on the road. They go to Michigan State. They got Michigan at home. Then they're at Maryland and at Penn State. They falter?
Michigan State, I don't think it's going to be very good this year.
No.
Maryland... I mean, Penn State's the one, I think.
You could always have a hiccup, though.
That's true. I would say the Penn State game, if there was one, although, by the way, Penn State, if you miss it, Micah Parsons, their best linebacker, certainly a first-round pick, maybe a top 15 pick, opts out. So that's the third big-time player, the second from the Big Ten, actually, to opt out. Following Rashad Bateman and Caleb Farley. But I would say the Penn State game is the one at the end of that stretch would be the one I would be concerned with if I was Ohio State.
Yeah, obviously. And that's a month-long run of 3 out of 4 on the road.
Yeah. It would help Penn State. Certainly, it's a road game, right?
Yep.
It would help Penn State if that was one of their whiteout games, but who knows if there will be people in the building in Pennsylvania at that time of the year. So who knows? It may not be tough at all considering – the atmosphere will be one where I haven't heard if Pennsylvania has had made any rulings about whether they want people in the stands. But it may be something where we overestimate the toughness of a road game.
If it's just a quarter of the people.
Yeah. How tough would it actually be to have?
That'll be so weird.
25,000 and 100,000 seat stadium.
How weird.
The Korean baseball stuff is, how many are in the Korean baseball games? You just see a smattering of people. Yeah. It feels like they've got 1,000 in there.
Yeah, we were talking the potential for Ohio State to run through the schedule, and the last game of a 3 out of 4 stretch is Penn State, which is giving them issues, particularly on the road. Yeah. But if it's like, I don't know, 10,000, 20,000 people, would it be that big of a problem to play them?
It shouldn't be. Not in a stadium that size. No. I mean, if you look at 20. If you look at 20% capacity, which is a very, very reasonable but conservative, low, safe number, you can say 20,000. That's 20% of a 100,000 stadium. I mean, that's really nothing. If you just get them through the gates at different times, just like boarding passes, and you can't get out of your car, because you'd also think parking would be easy, right? Your parking's not going to be a problem if you're not parking 100,000.
Right.
And if there's no, of course, you also have people just showing up because they want to, you know, tailgate or whatever. But if you just think of the parking, your parking is meant for 100,000. Some parking really only handles 60 or 50,000, and you got to figure out the other 40,000, whatever the case may be. But if only 20,000 are going to the stands, they should have the best parking places. You should be able to stay in your car until it's time to go in. You get a text receiving your notification that it's time for you to go in and just follow guidelines. They could pull something like that off.
Mm-hmm.
They could pull something like that off. I think that's reasonable. That's not even my concern. They can get 20. They can get 20 to 25% of the people in this. The question is going to be: are they willing to play the games? That's just going to be it. And I've always worked off the assumption that they have to. They really don't have a choice, but the players have a choice. If the players do what the Pac-12 did and they said, no, we're just not going to, then I don't see that a season goes, because the NCAA can't give in to demands that they can't control. And whether people want to think it or not, the economics are such that, John, you know from talking to people behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I know from talking to people behind the scenes for years and years about this. Texas A&M and Texas reality is way different than TCU's reality. It's way different than University of Houston's reality.
Mm-hmm.
Their financial realities are substantially different than the top teams. They've got war chests. Texas has a war chest. They're going to be okay.
Yeah.
A&M's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen Idaho, at least apparently they had a Zoom call amongst 82 players. 60 said they didn't want to play, so they have to deal with that. UConn has opted out.
How many players?
I think 60 out of the 82, that was a report.
Did you say 60?
60 out of the 82 don't want to play. That was an informal vote. We'll see once the administration and the coaches get involved. The coaches have put out the statements. We support all our players. Health is our main concern. You know all the stuff they put out. We'll see what happens when it becomes a more formal thing. UConn has decided that they're not playing football this year. UConn is an independent after being in the American for the last several years. They're going to the Big East, which I'm not even sure plays football. But they're an independent.
Well, they don't have. Yeah, that's a division. It's a 1AA.
But they're an independent. They're going to play FBS this year. But a lot of their schedule has already been washed aside because they're playing multiple teams.
Right. They don't have anywhere to play.
Yeah. In fact, they were a team that didn't have any positive tests, at least according to them. So it wasn't like there was an outbreak that shut it down.
It's not about that. It's not about COVID. That's not what. Oh, we're going to do the right thing, and we're going to do the right thing by these kids. They can't find any games.
Well, they did. The players put out a statement and said they agreed and said the health. They couldn't be guaranteed health. Their health. So the players backed whatever the administration says. Listen, so who knows?
If you are a running back or a wide receiver or a quarterback on UConn, you can't be guaranteed your health. Because you're going to get your ass kicked every game.
Well, they knew that going to UConn.
Okay, so that's why.
But yeah,
it's got nothing to do with being sick.
I don't know, but the administration put out their letter. The players said, "Hey, we can fully support this because health, blah blah blah, all the stuff you hear when these things go down." But the Idaho thing is interesting that they had an informal vote and 60 players said we don't want to play. So we'll see.
Hmm. Wow, that is. That's something. That is a story. UConn just shutting it down. But UConn football has been non-existent for how long now?
Yeah, and like we said, the schedule is going to be difficult for them to fill out an entire schedule anyway. So maybe they just thought in their best interest.
So do those kids that want to keep on playing get to transfer for free and play right away?
That seems unlikely. I don't think who has enough scholarships to take them on? That's the other thing.
Well. Some teams still have scholarships. U of H got a scholarship.
Sure, but
you got a kid like Byron Jones or a kid that comes out of there that can play. They've had pros there.
Yeah, there's some legit players who come out of there.
Why would they have to sit if they decided that they're not going to play? The program's not going to play this year.
Well,
the NCAA should let them play now.
Well, we don't know the particulars because. It's a blanket statement from all the players. We haven't seen anything from individual players saying, no, I want to play. So if that becomes a thing, we'll see, but we haven't seen that yet.
I would imagine, you know what? I would imagine the NCAA would say, yeah, you can transfer and play right away.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they would have to make it pretty quick. The season starts in about a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of September, too much. But, yeah, you got to get prepped.
I mean, yeah.
You have to enroll in a school. By the way, you have to enroll.
That's a rule, yeah. And school starts.
Yeah, you're right, Del. The timing, John, may end up making it really hard. You got to get enrolled in school. All that process takes a little bit of time. It'll be interesting because I think on the surface you have to let those kids transfer, have an emergency transfer, because you are going to have, if college football, you know, if it doesn't get short circuited by a mass movement of players saying they're not going to play. I mean, player demands. There are going to be opt-outs in college, period. We're going to have opt-outs. Well, this isn't the same as the NFL. I mean, you're not going to have this huge player pool waiting to join other teams. This is a college. this is college. It's a college. You have to be enrolled. You have to be eligible. And there's certain red tape you have to get through. And it takes time. It's not a, hey, next week this guy's going to be on campus. He'll enroll and we're done. I think it, my guess is it takes a lot longer than that.
Mm-hmm. Listen, he's a good football player. If he could play corner in the NFL, they're going to find, hey, get him in here. Let's go. He can sign up. Let's go. Start.
Well, and there's some NCAA randomness involved, too, because it's not about just scholarship availability. It's about counters. Like, do you have space to take on another player in terms of the 25 you can take on per year? So that would be something a coach has to figure out. Because if you took 24 last year and you have almost a full recruiting class coming in, how do you fit a guy in? There are a lot of that's a lot of red tape to do and figure that all out before September 15th.
Guys, it happens all the time. A coach will figure out how to get a really good player on their team.
I'm not saying that.
Trust me.
You can figure out as long as the numbers work out, but there are rules in place where you can't do it if you've already filled out the numbers. But the thing is, it's August 5th. If a player from UConn wants out and he wants to, I don't know if the NCAA lets it happen.
How about UConn? This is going to shock you. UConn. Just take another comparable. Name me a comparable program.
To UConn?
Yeah.
Is University Tulsa?
Okay. What about U of H?
No, U of H is a much better program.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. U of H is a much better program.
Yeah.
And they've been a much better program for how long? Going all the way back to Art.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's just start it at 2000. You think it's fair to start at 2008?
Okay.
Okay. Since 2008, UConn had two players drafted. Tyvon Branch and Donald Thomas. In 2009, they had 4 players drafted. 2010, 2 players drafted. 2011, 4 players drafted. 2012, 1. 2013, 5. 2014, 2. 2015, 2. 2017, a second rounder who was a washout, Obi Milifonwu. 2018, 1. They didn't have one in 2019. And in 2020, Matt Parrott, the tackle who went to the Giants. Since this team, since 2005, they've only had 2 years where they haven't had a draft pick. Houston can't say that, can't even come close to saying that. And Houston's had better teams. 2006, they didn't have a draft pick. And then you have to go all the way to 2019. Every other year, they're getting multiple people drafted. That blows me away. And these are names you would know. I mean, well, some of them were Texans, as a matter of fact. Trevardo Williams, the DN, you remember him.
He was a little fella.
Bleedy Ray Wilson. Shamar Stephen is still in the league. Jeremy Davis, Byron Jones. Jordan Todman, do you remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, yeah, this is a team that's cranked out way more.
They've cranked out way more players and won so much less. I mean, talking about programs, I know that they're putting. Listen, they put up. I bet you they got more than University of Texas. Would you compare University of Texas's? They've got more than University
of
Texas.
To your point, they have players.
They have players, but they don't have a good program. Well, I mean, you can't even compare the programs.
Texas has not been like.
Texas is still
high level.
Well, listen, yeah. As far as a program, Texas is still the leading money winner in all of college football.
U of H, A&M. U of H had no draft picks in 2015.
I know, but I'm not just.
Isn't this amazing? 2015, 2014, 2012, 2011. There's 4 years inside the top from 2010 that Houston didn't even have a draft.
Well, go look at Texas. The same thing.
Oh, no. Trust me, I do this. Yeah. I know what Texas numbers are. Go find an offensive lineman drafted by Texas.
But their program sucks. UConn's program sucks.
No, well, not now.
Yeah.
Not now. They've had some runs. Are they that bad?
Yeah, they're bad. 843 ESPN 97.5. How about shopcbdtx.com? Shopcbdtx.com. Those are my peeps over at American Shaman. It is different at American Shaman CBD. It's just they've got 30 locations around the city. I take it. I've gotten, now I've been taking it for a couple of months. It just makes you feel different. You know, the first time I took it, I was like, wow, man, this is kind of cool. I could actually, I was actually like, wow, CBD's cool, man. You know? And it does. It relaxes you. And I'm not even joking. It relaxes you and you're like, wow, everything is cool around here, man. And so I'm telling you, if you have anxiety issues or sleep issues, or you need to take American Shaman CBD, American Shaman. There's 30 locations around the city, all the way up and down, north, east, west, south, all of them. You got a location near you, and they will explain it. And, oh, by the way, they ain't afraid to give away free samples. So if you're looking to just try it, go into an American Shaman CBD and find out for yourself. Shop CBDTX.com. Shop CBDTX.com.
More talk, less commercials. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
We are here for you. La 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 la.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow, I am looking at a tweet. I'm going to retweet it. Rex Chapman, you got to see this. Well, just follow Rex Chapman. You got to follow Rex Chapman anyway on Twitter. He's pretty good. The aftermath of the Beirut explosion. For miles, buildings destroyed. Buildings destroyed miles away. Holy crap. It is unbelievable.
It's the most devastating thing that I've ever seen on video, personally. And I watch this stuff like, it feels like it's on brand. Oh, yeah, you watch devastation. No, but like, I just, since I was like,
okay, we know you. Okay, I don't want to say you're an expert, but I do feel like you know your devastation.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Like Thailand.
I would go to you first.
Like the different killer tidal waves that have hit, you know, Thailand. I've watched all that stuff. Ever since I was a kid, that stuff is always, the natural disasters and weather stuff freaks me out. Lightning's not the same, but like tornadoes. I've been on tornado rabbit holes. I have been on the big tidal waves, and I've seen all that stuff. I've watched all the 9/11, you know, just horrific videos, like, oh my gosh, I just cannot believe this. I haven't seen anything like this.
Mm-mm.
The Beirut stuff, and all you have to do is you just search Beirut on Twitter and then, and then go, or even hashtag Beirut, and then you go to the videos section. You will not believe, if you haven't seen any of this yet, but by some chance, you will not, that's fair to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to overstate how unbelievable these videos are going to be. You won't believe what you're seeing. It's a mushroom cloud. And it looks in the
way. It looks like a nuclear bomb.
The nuclear blast, basically. You see the blast of the shockwaves that are crushing buildings as it gets close to people who have the camera miles away, and then you hear boom, and there's like an explosion there miles away from the people who have their camera phones, because everyone was recording the fire. There was already an initial, you know, blast of some sort, but not nearly as big, and everything was on fire and people were recording it. That's why there's so many videos. The second enormous blast with over 2,700 pounds of tons. Tons.
Tons.
2,700 tons.
27,000 tons.
Right. No. It's 2,700 tons, right?
Okay, what?
Yeah, 2,700 tons.
2,700 tons?
Yeah. Okay. 2 tons was Timothy McVeigh was 2 tons. This was 2,700 tons. You saw what it did in Oklahoma City to the face of the building. This is... Once again, if you haven't seen these by any chance, you will be shocked at not just the videos.
Right now, they say 300,000 people are homeless. 300,000 people are homeless because of this.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
That is unbelievable, isn't it?
And we've seen stuff like hurricanes here. We've been part of it with Katrina bringing people into the city. our own issues with hurricanes here and floods and 300,000 homeless. You saw their homes were crushed, like buildings were crushed. What you just showed
the devastation, it looks like literally it was a war zone. It was it's unbelievable. And I've never seen devastation. It's miles and miles of buildings just flattened. Let's get Malcolm in here and let's talk a little college football. What do you say, Malcolm?
Hey, what up, guys? Listening last night. You guys were talking about like college football and how would they get it done. Because I listen on the podcast because I work at night. So, and I'm usually asleep this time. But something came to my mind about conferences. Why can't all the conferences, like the Big 12, have their own bubble, or the SEC have their own bubble? Schools are basically online right now. So it would make rational sense just to get the conferences in a particular area and bubble that off for just a semester.
Give me a reason why Malcolm's not right.
I can't.
It actually does.
It makes sense.
And I can't believe we haven't even talked about it.
It's a really big bubble. It's asking kids. You know, I mean, maybe you could go down to, how are you going to get rid of the kids that, the freshmen, guess what? You're not going to play this year. You're really not going to play this year. No walk-ons this year.
So Fred and I differed on this. Monday I did the show with Fred and AJ, and he was talking about an NFL bubble where all the AFC is in Houston and all the NFC is in Dallas, for example. But my point was you can't really do that because, first of all, you have to have facilities for all those teams. And that includes offices, meeting rooms, weight rooms that are up to standards across the board. That would be extremely difficult. Now the NFL could pump even more money into basically refurbishing these high schools' weight rooms, but I think that's asking way too much. 16 in one place. However, let's say you did have, 12 college teams in the city of Houston. Not 16, but 12. You'd have to limit the amount of players. You couldn't be as high as normal. You'd have to say, okay, we're going to be down to basically 60 players is what we'll have. We have to, for those of you, you're still on the team, but you're going to have to, basically be back in campus at Norman, Oklahoma, or whatever, doing what you're doing. But, and working out, and we'll have a coach or GAs there working with you. But maybe you could say, all right, we have 60. We're going to keep all the players in this hotel. All the hotels we have around, I can't imagine that they're all filled up right now. You might be able to keep – you should be able to house, I would think, two full teams inside one hotel,
the problem
right?
with this bubble is how the length of time. You're talking about 3 months or 4 months, your training camp. You're talking about 4 months of these kids being basically quarantined.
It's easy to say it.
With
Malcolm,
no one else?
Yeah. It's easy to say it, Malcolm. What you're saying makes sense. What you're saying could make it doable. But when you just get down to the practical stuff, asking somebody to stay in that quarantine and they're not even earning professional salaries.
Yeah, and then you talk about the optics of it.
Yeah.
You're sequestering them for 4 months. And what if they want to see their family on the weekend? Or do you?
Or a girl.
Well, I think that would
Zoom.
That would be less.
Zoom Dell.
People would care less about the girl thing, and they wouldn't even bring it up.
But you know why people would care less? Because they ain't 18 anymore.
Understood, but it's not something you can push in your...
Because their wife ain't doing nothing for them anymore.
You can't push... You can't push the narrative, these college kids have sexual needs. You can't... You're not going to be able to push...
Yeah, that's not... But the family need,
But the family need you can push as the reason why it can't be done.
Well, a lot of them don't see their families for months anyway. I mean...
Well, they go home.
They're in college. During the football season, they don't.
Or if you're from Florida and you went to and you go to Miami, your mom is down the street.
Yeah.
So if you can't see her, that's going to be an issue. You can't. That's why you can't. The optics would be awful to do it.
From a theoretical standpoint, Malcolm, what you're saying, actually, you could make it work. I mean, if these players, once again, it's kind of like, I always talk about Madden, where everyone thinks everyone is at 100% energy and there's no one has any physical issues, no one has any psychological difficulties in their life, which is part of life for everyone. in a perfect world, that actually could work, where you had conference bubbles. But realistically, you could also have your bubbles on campus. I mean, and I keep hearing this, and I saw an article written yesterday about players are doing the right thing. Finally, they learn how to use their voices, and you're asking them to be on campus when the other students aren't asked to be on campus. Once again, when you take the emotion out of it, it is easier. Obviously, you're safest when you're at home. But if you are going to play at a team sport, you would rather the campus be sparsely populated. It actually is more beneficial to you
if you're going to do that. Absolutely.
The biggest issue for people is safety concern when they talk about the college athlete. We've talked about it multiple times. If kids aren't going to be on campus, the safest thing to do is to keep the players on campus and make sure they stay there, because a college kid isn't going to stay home. They're not. They're not going to stay home if they have the freedom to do things. We see it across the country. Yeah. They're not going to stay home. So
there's some accountability in the group.
Yeah.
If you have a group setting. But then my question is, how are you going to test? Like, I just don't know how Toledo is going to test enough. Yeah. I don't know how a Mac
That's why Ohio State's not playing Toledo, because they can't trust them.
Power five, potentially.
Did you see the Texas helmets? The shield?
I've seen them. I haven't seen them with players on, with the players wearing them, but I've seen them.
Yeah,
tweeted out. I've seen the pictures of
them. It looks like it's, you know what, that may become the new norm.
It just looks like a normal face shield extended.
Extended. That's all.
Yeah. Now the NFL has the more perforated thing. I don't know if the Texas ones were perforated at the bottom, like where the mouth is, but the NFL will have the ones if people wear them where there's small little holes. I'm not sure if the ones that Texas has have those.
I don't remember seeing that. No perforations. No, because that defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
No, apparently the NFL ones, they've said they've designed it where
these are pretty dumb.
It won't be an issue.
Yeah, they're really neat. Yeah,
I mean, they look. I told you that I was at a Texas practice. I was able to go to a Texas practice a couple years ago, and I saw something I didn't even know existed. They had, and some of you maybe know about this. I got to see their strength coach, Yancey, took me to look at. They had a 360. Here's what they had. They had 360 degree camera set up in basically a box up at the top. It's a total square. And players, it captures their movements and it heat senses. And players would do different movements with their arms, their elbows, their shoulders, their knees, all their joints, their ankles. It would measure flexibility. It would measure when you leap off of one foot, where are you loading your weight? And it supposedly is predictive of, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to load more of your weight, you know, in your hips. You need to start bending better. And it allows them to try to predict potential injuries based on the way that guys explode and use their muscles. That's one thing. The thing that blew me away was when I was out at the practice, they've got these sensors on their practice helmets that if you hit them at a certain, if they absorb a certain level of shock, the trainer is texted on his phone who the player is, what number the player is, and what the level of shock is, and they go check them for concussion protocol at that particular time. Great. This should be a thing, right?
But Toledo doesn't have that.
No. Obviously, do NFL teams have that?
I don't know.
I've never even heard of this before.
That's wild.
Shouldn't this be something that is in NFL? If it is good enough, if it's accurate
What's
enough.
What's the company that makes it? I want to invest.
I have no idea, but exactly. I just thought this should be a thing for everybody. I'll find out.
858 ESPN 97.5. I know one company, Absolute Marble and Granite, we got a new place.
Hey, John, I got a new face shield for you. Let's make it out of granite.
So you can't make a face shield out of granite?
You can.
That's Jeff Aronoff trying to. Listen, how about this? Actually, we're going to change the countertop with the stove. And who's going to do that? Jeff Aronoff's going to do that. You know why? Because he's Absolute Marble and Granite. And, by the way, the trim behind the counter, my wife wants it out. Jeff, take it out. What are we going to do? I don't know. We'll find something. Don't worry. That's easy. There is no problem. Listen, Jeff Aronoff came over. I got the outdoor outdoor patio there with the grill. He said, oh, we can cut this. Don't worry. We got this covered. We need a bigger grill. Yeah, we'll go to Texas Star Grill Shop, and we'll get a bigger grill. It's what we do. So here's the deal, is if you're looking for somebody that can come over and they can do all of these things, not only that, but drywall and flooring and everything else, plumbing, everything. They'll get everything done. No job is too big for Jeff Aronoff, and we got a big job for him. If you're looking for that kind of guy, that kind of action on your home or your business, give Jeff a call. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.